Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
The Masked Singer returns to our screens this Sunday on Channel 10. And with it, the wonderful host, Osher Gunsberg, who joins me now. Morning.
Gunsberg here. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I know you can't say much. The Masked Singer is probably one of Australia's most heavily guarded secrets. But what can you tell us about this season?
That we've got a heap of brand new masks. We have someone who's sold 50 million albums worldwide. We have a Grammy winner. We have a multiple gold medalist. We have a... there's a lot. Mate, there's a lot of people. And we also have three brand new people on our guessing panel, which is fantastic. We have the absolute legend, Chrissy Swan, the glorious Abby Chatfield, and of course, 20% of the Spice Girls, Mel B.
It's an awesome lineup, and you've also got Dave Hughes there as well, kind of bringing the comedic side. Is there an advantage when trying to guess these? Who do you think is, like, better off in position when it comes to guessing who's under the mask?
I'll tell you who's worse off. Mel B, she's a total pro, and she just brings it every time. But the biggest problem for Mel B is that she knows everyone.
Right.
So you go, you know what? That sounds like Kendrick Lamar. It's not Kendrick Lamar. But I've stayed at his house. That's not Kendrick. She'll say. Or you go, oh, this is such and such. Oh, let me call them. And they go, brr, hey, Mel, is it you? No, it's not. And so she's really hard up against it. It's really tough for her.
Yeah, look, it definitely would be. And it's really become Australia's favourite guessing game. We love playing along with. I do want to ask you, Osher, obviously as host of the show, you're not really participating in the singing side of things. But if you were to go on there and you could choose your costume and mask, what would you go for?
Far out. I think, you know, I would like to see more Australian mammals represented. I'm trying to get Tim Chappell to do an all monitoring season. So I would think wombat. I would come on as wombat.
That would be really cute, like a pygmy possum or something.
Oh, wombat. So I could leave square poos all over the stage.
Well, here in the Riverland, we don't love our carp, but they are kind of an icon in our region. Do you think there's room for a big fish, another one? I think we've had one before.
Oh, no, the Murray carp, boo.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, we had a mullet last year. Maybe. So we could do more big fish. We could. Maybe a brolga. That could be fun.
What is a brolga?
What is a brolga?
Yeah.
Oh, brolgas are, it's the wrong part of the world. Brolga's a kind of very tropical Australian bird. Or a magpie. I tell you what, a magpie would be good.
That would
only
be...
ever on a fairy highness, so it's only ever swooping. It's never actually on stage.
Well, look, so many good options on our behalf there. Unfortunately, neither of us in control of this, but hopefully you can do something for that for next season.
The Masked Singer is an exercise in just surrendering to the powerlessness. I know nothing, and I will know nothing until the head comes off. I just have to be with the present moment. It's perfect mindfulness. Alan Watts would be proud.
Well, look, we can't wait to know nothing with you, Osher. Thank you so much for joining me today.
See you Sunday night.